We're talking about now that you have a love interest.
Yes.
And you're still in that honeymoon period of you trying to make, I don't know, in a nice impression. You haven't let it all hang out just yet.
apart from the gastro bug.
Well, yeah, it was that.
What I was talking about, right? Anyway,
I tried to clean it up.
Thank you.
When you get invited to things mm-hmm. together,
yes,
how do you decide who drinks and who drives? Because it is, you want to be a gentleman and you want to make sure that there's even Stevens.
You know what, Dave? What? Haven't got there yet. Give me some advice.
Right. Well, this is an interesting one.
I have not got there yet because most of the times it'll be a taxi for both of us or an Uber for both of us because it's close by.
Yeah, that won't last forever.
No, no.
There will be an occasion.
When it's like the lake or, you know, we've got friends all over the joint.
Yeah. That's it. Well, the way we play it is if it's an invitation to celebrate something with my friends or if it's an invitation to be with my friends, then I will have a couple and Michael will drive, vice versa. Thankfully, he wasn't born here, so he doesn't have as many friends as I do.
I, as you were saying it, thought to myself, somehow in this will be a way that will manipulate that you are the winner.
There's that.
Okay.
But how do other couples do it? Do you flip a coin? Is it, I know one couple that you, this might be your story that I'm regurgitating. They used to.
Again, folks.
Is this your story where they would both try and get drunkest the quickest?
That's me.
Yeah. Who is that?
Yeah, me.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah, I would go, oh, look, I'll drive tonight and then come up around 10 going, oh, whoops.
Better get a cab.
But there is a story about a couple.
I've got a friend who does that. Yeah.
Yes.
They turn up and then it's who drinks the fastest.
That's them. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
1-3-3, let's 5-3, let's throw it out there. How do you decide who drives?
Yeah, it's advice for Steve because he doesn't want to blow it with the love interest.
No.
It's all a brand new, lovely relationship going on.
Or do you take it in turns? Why not just take it in turns? Thing?
That might
Shut
be
up, Bryce.
Yeah,
that might be the way.
Don't say the C word. That's all I care. As long as you don't say the C word.
What's the C word?
Bloody compromise. Well, you know what compromise means? Someone loses.
That's pretty much what it has to be.
I know.
Not both of you can win every time.
No.
Unless you're prepared to pay for a cab or an Uber every time.
Hmm.
How do you guys do it?
Well, why doesn't Steve get the love entrance pregnant, designated driver for 9 months?
Okay. Did you? Just always too far. Christine.
Risey.
Hey, good idea.
Risey, I'm dealing enough with Tanya at the moment, mate.
Sorry. I don't even have a head injury.
Gosh. Christine, save us. How do you guys decide?
Good old rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, that sounds better than Risey's idea. Well done. I think that is a fantastic idea, Christine.
We usually get about 2 drinks in and then it's a good old rock, paper, scissors. Loser, you're driving home.
That's great.
And does anyone object? Or is it that's we played it, lost?
You can't argue with rock, paper, scissors, love Tanya. It. That's it.
I love that.
Yep.
Absolutely love it.
And Deanna has a personality that would buy with into that as well.
Rock, paper, scissors.
That sounds fair.
Fantastic.
I love
Thank
that.
Thank you, Christine.
Hey, Kira, what is your
Hi,
idea,
how
Kira?
How you going?
Yeah, good.
That's good.
How do you guys decide who drives?
Well, pretty much since having babies, I'm the driver and my husband's the drinker.
Well, that's true.
Is it a breastfeeding thing?
No, I bottle fed both. So he reckons every time I go to have a drink, I only have one. So it's not fair, he said.
Can we change this for another day, guys? Can we? Yeah, because that nothing makes me angrier.
Then the designated drinker doesn't drink as much as what you'd like to.
Ooh,
totally.
Nothing.
I'm on board.
I'm actually struggling to find something that would make me angrier.
Thanks, Kira. Dan, who drives, who drinks? How do you decide?
Well, neither of us drink, but it all depends on whose car we're going to take.
Oh, explain.
I have a manual four-wheel drive that my wife won't drive.
Oh.
Aha!
And she's got a little Holden Cruise that I feel like I'm dragging my ass on the road when I drive, so I refuse to drive it.
Yeah, well, Dan, you're not going to turn up at your friend's place driving a ladies' car.
Nah.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll wrap it up with Michelle. G'day, Michelle.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Who drinks, who drives? How do you decide?
Well, how we decide, if you ask my husband, we always share the driving.
Mm-hmm.
He'll drive there, I'll drive home.
Ah!
Brilliant work, Michelle's husband.
And that's why you're happily married, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, why don't you get a go?
I know. Hardly fair, is it?
Not
but
at
that's
all.
What he says. But yeah, well, otherwise we'll toss a coin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love a coin toss or rock, paper, scissors.
I'm going to go rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, love it. Thanks, do you do Michelle.
Best of three rock, paper, scissors or just the first one who wins?
First one who wins.
Okay.
Unless I lose.
Then
it's best of three. Yeah. Then it's best of five. Best of seven.
Best of seven.
Until 10 you win.
And by the time
we finish, I'm sober and I can drive anyway.
And that's normally not my go. I'm not as competitive as Tanya, but in this subject matter.
You will.
Oh, I'll win.
You're a stayer.
I will win.
It's Tanya and Steve.